calls us to serve Him. He calls us to study. Conservative Theological University provides studies on campus and online personalized distant education studies that lead to your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Come celebrate Independence Day with First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, June 30th. The celebration starts at 10 a.m.
Hail, hallelujah, I hear the voice of the Lord. Joy's gonna come in the morning.
The Redemption Trio will be in concert. There will be a special pulpit message from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, then a barbecue lunch following the services. Celebrate America's independence at First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, June 30th, starting at 10 a.m. with the Redemption Trio.
There's a promise coming down that does it roll.
First Conservative Baptist Church is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. First Conservative Baptist Church, expository preaching, changeless message for a changing world.
And there's a promise coming down that does it roll.
Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the need to be salt and light in a darkening, decaying society in which we're living in. We're looking at the amendments that will be on the ballot this November for the state of Florida, amending our Florida Constitution with 6 proposed amendments. Amendment 3 and 4. Amendment 4 in particular talks about the authorization of murdering a child in the mother's womb. I call it placing the state of Florida in the position of being the murder capital of the nation if Amendment 4 passes. The wording of the amendment is fraudulent, to say the least. Let me just read you some statements in an article about Amendment 4. Says, why is abortion the most egregious sin against mankind? Number one, the unborn is the most vulnerable of all human beings. Number two, the abortionist, and the abortion providers deliberately planned the death of the unborn defenseless and innocent child. Number three, a person pays someone to kill the unborn. Number four, there are multiple participants, the mother, the driver, if one, the abortionist, all the clinic employees, and any person with whom the mother has shared her news. Number five, there are multiple victims, the innocent unborn child, his mother, his father, his grandparents, his siblings, his progeny, who will never be, and his progeny will never be again. This article goes further saying, The number of abortions in Florida for 2023 was more than 84,000 in just 1 year. Second point that's made in this article, almost 10% of abortions in Florida are provided to the mother from other states. In other words, coming into Florida to get an abortion, 10%. Abortion is the number one cause of death in the state of Florida. Abortion is the number one cause of death in the state of Florida. And the fourth point that this article makes, 3 out of 4 pregnancies in Florida end in abortion. 3 out of 4. That's an astronomical percentage. So, ladies and gentlemen, the point is this what we want for the state of Florida? Do we want our state to be recognized as the murder capital of America? And that's what will happen if Amendment 4 passes. I pray that you will understand the seriousness of it. I'm looking at an article from Andrew Scherville. He has a ministry called Florida Voice for the Unborn. Scherville says this, one cannot compromise with evil, and the abortion industry is pure evil. Today's compromise decisions are simply unacceptable when 5 of the current 7 sitting justices of the Supreme Court were appointed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Clearly, grassroots pro-life advocates have been misled by elements within the pro-life, pro-family establishment because Florida's highest court has now revealed itself to be a paper tiger when it comes to standing up against the murderous abortion industry in the state of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an amazing thing to me how we have embraced murder by way of abortion in our nation. And if this passes, this meaning Amendment 4, if Amendment 4 passes in the state of Florida, we'll have people coming in from across the nation to murder their baby by way of abortion. The abortion industry is pure evil, as Scherville says. And ladies and gentlemen, as conservatives, as conservative parents, as conservative Christians, as a church, as Christians individually, we need to take a stand against it. Listen very carefully. The push for abortion is the top priority for the socialist Marxist media. It is a top priority for the socialist Marxist woke culture today, headed out of the Oval Office under the leadership of Joe Biden. We have a major, major national catastrophe that's in the making across our nation. And let me just touch on this. If the citizens of the United States of America elect Joe Biden for a second term, this push for abortion, for transgenderism, for the butchering of bodies of healthy young ladies and young men will escalate. It will not diminish. There's a push today for the immoral, ungodly, unholy move that I've never seen before. In fact, it was Tony Perkins about a year ago said that President Joe Biden has done more to harm faith, family, and our freedom than all of the presidents combined. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize the dilemma that we're faced with. And on November the 5th, we the people, we as Christians, we as conservatives, we have a responsibility to cast a ballot that will please God. And listen, you've heard me say before, and I'll say again, it's an impossibility to say I'm a Christian and I am a Democrat. It's an oxymoron. The two just are not not compatible at all. It's an impossibility to be a Democrat and to be a Christian. Because if you're a Democrat and follow the plank in the Democratic position, you stand for murder by way of abortion. You stand for the embracing of this socialist Marxist mindset today that America does not need to be a constitutional republic. You stand for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. You stand for the butchering of healthy body parts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And part of that stand, if you are a Democrat, is you stand for murder by way of abortion. So I say that very clearly, very directly, very candidly. We need to recognize the danger. I'm looking at a headline. A teacher takes a girl for abortion. An investigation has found that a public school teacher in New Hampshire was fired after requesting sick leave, during which the teacher actually took a student to get an abortion. The teacher had been counseling the student The names have been redacted, this article says, for several weeks about an unexpected pregnancy. The situation was originally referenced by the educational commissioner, where they referenced numerous concerns expressed by a teacher and parents alike. In the op-ed, he asked how the department should react when allegedly the educator lies by calling in sick and says they cannot take a student without parental knowledge to get an abortion. Should we turn a blind eye to this? That's the question asked in the article. And a blind eye is being turned to it across the nation today. We find today where LGBTQ sodomite agenda is being promulgated in the classroom. We find today where the CRT, the critical race theory, is being promulgated in the classroom. We find today where in the classroom across America, under this present administration, they're destroying the morals, ethics, and the values of our students and pushing the sodomite lifestyle, the transgenderism, the transgender surgeries, and abortion on demand. Those are the items today, ladies and gentlemen. This is the underlying promulgating push for the Democratic Party across our nation. And that's the push in this election cycle that we've never seen before. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says very clearly that our children are our heritage from the Lord. And those that want to murder a baby in the mother's womb, helpless child in the mother's womb, simply going back to an Old Testament, deranged cultural thought, and that is simply murder that child on the altar of sacrifice. I'm looking at a headline. What does the Bible say about child sacrifice? The horrific practice of child sacrifice has been committed throughout the world for thousands of years. Generally, the sacrifice of a child was intertwined with the worship of a pagan deity, a fertility god. I'll read a paragraph out of this article. The Bible contains the heartbreaking details of child sacrifice practiced in the name of Molech. It is a god of the Ammonites. Molech worship was practiced by the Ammonites and Canaanites, who revered Molech, your pronunciation, as a protecting father figure. The image of Molech was made of bronze. The outstretched arms were heated with red-hot fire. Living children were then placed in the idol's hands and died there, where they were rolled into the pit of fire below. God prohibited Israel from child sacrifice in general and Molech worship in particular, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 2, 3, 4, and 5. And it says there of the Israelites, and any Israelite or any foreigner residing in Israel who sacrifices any of their children to Molech is to be put to death. The members of the community are to stone him. Going further in the article, it says, sadly, King Solomon became involved with the horrendous practice as recorded in 1 Kings 11, 4 through 11. This article says, as Solomon grew old, his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not fully devoted to the Lord, his God, as the heart of David, his father, had been. He followed Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Sidons, and Molech, the detestable god of the Ammonites. So Solomon did evil in the eyes of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, today's abortion is nothing more, nothing less than child sacrifice, just as in the Old Testament, sacrificing that child to a false god. May I say, we need to stand against it as Christians, as a church, as pastors, as individual believers. We need to say no to that a horrific crime of committing murder by way of abortion. I'm of the opinion that multitudes are now using abortion today as the covering for sexual sin. We must vote no, no, no on Amendment 4. And ladies and gentlemen, on the November ballot, there's another amendment. We'll talk about that briefly, and then we'll take our caller. But Amendment 3, which if passed, ladies and gentlemen, will destroy our state, as a result of the sale and use of marijuana, pot smoking, pot using, I believe will destroy morals and ethics and values and on a faster pace than anything else that could happen in our state. But yet pot, marijuana, is on the ballot, Amendment 3, on the ballot for November. And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we need to say no to that marijuana ballot initiative. Looking at a headline, know the risk of marijuana. Marijuana use comes with real risk that can impact a person's health and life. Marijuana is the most commonly used illegal substance in America today. Marijuana's use among all adult age groups, both sexes, pregnant women, is going up astronomically. At the same time, the perception of how harmful marijuana use can be is declining. Increasingly, young people today do not consider marijuana as a risky behavior. Listen to this. But there are real risks for people who use marijuana, especially the youth, young adults, and women who are pregnant, nursing. Today's marijuana is stronger than ever before. People can become addicted to marijuana easily. And it goes on to talk about the risk to the brain, to the mental health, to the athletic performance, to driving, to the body health and the baby's health and development, to daily life, etc. We'll look at that in just a moment in more detail. We'll have a call on the line. Go over the question or comment, please. We lost our caller. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just give you some brief information. This article is very, very serious. I've read articles and researched articles many times down through the years on this subject. If you want to know what marijuana will do, go on the internet. Do not use Google, because it will not do anything but minusculize the truth. They will lie to you on Google. It is not a platform that will give you the facts on subjects like this. Go to something like DuckDuckGo. I use that exclusively when researching. But under that, you'll find it's talking about the dangers. For example, brain health. Marijuana can cause permanent IQ loss. Mental health. Studies link marijuana to the use to depression, anxiety, suicide, psychotic episodes. Athletic performance, this article says. Research shows that marijuana affects timing, movement, coordination, which can harm any athletic performance that you might attempt. Driving. People who drive under the influence of marijuana can experience dangerous effects, slower reaction, lane weaving, decreased coordination, difficulty reaching the signals and sounds on the roads. Baby's health and development. Marijuana use during pregnancy may cause the fetal growth restriction and permanent birth defects and difficulties for future hyperactivity and poor cognitive ability. Daily life. Using marijuana can affect performance, how well people do in life. Research shows that people who use marijuana are more likely to have relationship problems, worsened educational outcomes, lower career achievement, and reduced life satisfaction. That's just the highlights. Ladies and gentlemen, to put it very, very clearly, in the Youngblood vernacular, the use of marijuana will destroy one's life and ability and future. What most governments are looking for are the tax revenues from it. As a result of that, they could care less the damage that it does to a society, to a people, to a family, to the economic resources in that family, and I could go on and on. In fact, we'll talk about it further. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go ahead and comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Hope you're well. Go ahead.
Yes, I know you are, because you sound good.
Thank you.
You are so correct. You are so correct. And can I get this footnote in?
Mm-hmm.
The young lady, I forgot her first name, but her last name is Clark. One of the best basketball players in the WNBA, because she's not gay and she's a Christian, they will not let her go to Paris. Isn't that sad?
It is sad, but that's the culture today we're living in. That's part and parcel of what we're talking about in relationship to the decline of morals and ethics and values, and whether people that are listening and others today realize it or not, Christians, conservatives, and patriots are in the crosshairs of the socialist Marxist media and the dictatorship form of government that we have declined to, where Biden keeps calling it a democracy, and we have devolved into a democracy, which simply means mob rule. And that's where we are today. And so as a result of that, and I don't say this to frighten anybody, but the persecution, the prosecution of Christians and conservatives and patriots are on the increase, exponentially so, across America, and it's as a result of what's coming out of the Oval Office today under the leadership of Joe Biden's puppeteers, I should say. Joe Biden is the puppet.
Right.
But we need to, as Christians, that's what I'm emphasizing today, as Christians, we need to recognize our responsibility to be salt and light and that means we must come out of the shaker, means we must stand and be stand for the truth, and it means that if necessary, standing in the face of evil and saying, no, 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 we cannot do that as a citizen, as a nation, as a people. Kenneth, I believe it's time Christians come out of the closet. I believe it's time Christians stand for truth and stop being silent. I believe it's time Christians ought to get to the point and position that it is, as I use the old saying with the song, saying to the Lord, take my life and let it be only always used for thee. I think until we get to that point and place and time, we're going to continue to witness the demoralization of our nation. Kenneth, it deserves our prayers. It deserves listeners as you that will tell others and tell others and tell others, say no on Amendment 3, say no on Amendment 4, and certainly say no on this proposed code annotation by the City Council, which is 2024-0334, where it will make the morals, ethics, and the values of Christians under the spotlight to be prosecuted and persecuted, fined, and even put in jail here in Duval County. And that City Council meeting, by the way, Kenneth, starts this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Don't know why they've been shortened the time or brought it up. Many people cannot go at 3 o'clock. But all of those that can go, keep in mind that the vote on Ordinance Proposal 2024-0334 will be this afternoon, the 25th of the month, which is today, at the City Council meeting. So, Kenneth, I'm urging everyone, call your City Council member if you can't go. If you can go, fill out the speaker's card, stand in line and wait and speak and say no, because this amendment will destroy the morals, the ethics, and values, and it will squelch free speech in Duval County. Kenneth, thank you so much, brother, for your call. God bless you. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, on the ballot, that we have the Amendment 3 and Amendment 4 in the state of Florida. We must vote no and say no, no, no to those two amendments in particular. But when it comes to what I was just talking with Kenneth about and the resolution that is before the City Council this afternoon, and unless they shelf it, or unless they postpone it, as they've done two or three times, it should be voted on in today's City Council meeting. In the City Council meeting, dealing with what the newspaper called, looking at the headline, the newspaper calls it anti-hate bill, proposed increased penalties. A new anti-hate bill has been introduced by the Jacksonville City Council proposing increased fines and penalties. It was introduced at the end of April by City Council member Jimmy Peluso, District 7, co-sponsored by Council members Reggie Gaffney Jr., Tyrone Clark Murray, and Jacoby Pittman, Raymond Johnson, R-A-H-M-A-N, Johnson, and Matt Carlucci, Districts 8, 9, 10, and 14, and at large group 4. The Bill 2024-0334 proposes strengthening punishment for violations of certain city ordinances if those violators are found to be committing with the primary purpose of expressing, or attempting to promote animosity, hostility, or malice against persons, or against the property of a person or persons because of race, color, religion, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, marital status, national origin, etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, the term sexual orientation, gender identity are mentioned over and over and over in a 9-page proposed ordinance. I believe those terms are mentioned about 5 or 6 times in total. It is a very serious issue. I'm looking at an opinion page. It says Jacksonville's hate crime legislation is too broad. This article reads, the ordinance 2024-334, recently introduced by 6 council members, is designed to insert a category. Listen, it is designed to insert a category of offenses commonly known as hate crimes into almost every area. Listen, into almost every area of Jacksonville's ordinance code. In some portions of our ordinance code, it does so by specific reference, and others simply by default. What the legislation really does, this writer says, is criminalize free speech. And I can't emphasize that enough. Ladies and gentlemen, we have enough laws on the books. If you commit murder, you're going to pay the price. If you're caught, tried, convicted, you'll be sentenced to either death or life in prison. And I could go on and on. We have laws on the books that's enough, I believe, but with a proposed ordinance as they're proposing by the city council, it gets into what were your thoughts? What was the reason? What was your rationale? Why are you doing these things? This article goes, this writer says this. Here's the language used in the proposed ordinance. If the violation was committed with the primary purpose of expressing or attempting to promote animosity, hostility, etc., etc., that goes into thought police. What were you thinking when you pulled that trigger? What were you thinking when you made a statement? What were you thinking when you said something negative about the sodomite lifestyle? That's the whole purpose of this ordinance, ladies and gentlemen. It will destroy the free speech and the religious liberties that we have in Duval County here in Jacksonville, Florida. Listen very carefully. If this ordinance passes and a church puts on its billboard out in front of the church and makes this statement, let's just use hypothetical, that all sodomites are going to die and go to hell unless they repent. And that's what 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10 says. But that could get a person in a position of being prosecuted for hate crime. Because in the ordinance, hate crime is if you tell the truth about a sin. And the sin is that of sodomy. That sin is the LGBTQ lifestyle, the homosexual lifestyle. This ordinance goes further. Hostility or malice against a person or persons against their property because of their race, color, religion. That word religion is talking about Islam. One of the major movers and shakers in the Human Rights Commission here in Duval County happens to be an Islamic jihadist. And ladies and gentlemen, the whole purpose in this part of the ordinance would simply be to prosecute and to persecute Christians if we say that Islam is a false god, is a false religion, and those that follow Muhammad and Allah will die and go to hell. This article further says, religion, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, marital status, national origin, sex, age, disability. You realize sexual dysphoria is now considered a disability, and that would be part of it. This writer says, let's be clear. There's no excuse for threatening someone with bodily harm or damaging their property. Neither is there any excuse for inciting violence. These are already covered under all of our laws. But the terms used in the legislation, animosity and hostility, are unconstitutionally vague and so difficult to interpret that the legislation never bothers to define them. Ladies and gentlemen, the city council meeting is this afternoon. They will be voting on ordinance 2024-0334, and it will destroy the freedom of speech and the religious liberties of every pastor, every church, every Christian in the city of Jacksonville. We must say no. Call your city councilman and say vote no on 0334. Demand that they say no. If possible, be in the meeting. Stand and speak against this ungodly, unholy ordinance, Ordinance 334. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
For centuries, a cord with a lead weight on one end called a plumb line has been used to determine if something is straight and true. For centuries, God's Word has stood as the plumb line for determining if one's life is straight and true. Weekdays at 2:30 p.m. on The Truth 91.7.